what are the areas that you personally have worked on, and you know, in terms of the team, betting unit, how is the thing?
I think it's important to start fresh each and every series. Yes, England and South Africa, personally, I feel we learnt a lot. Definitely, there were areas to improve. But I think when you tour abroad, like countries like England, South Africa and Australia, it's important to start well and I think start fresh. So for us, what is important right now is to focus on the controllables and our strengths. Yes, we had a couple of good practice sessions, practice game as well, and today and tomorrow we have a practice session. So it's important to just keep focusing on our strengths and our positives as a team, as a batting unit and bowling unit, and rather than thinking about the results.
Personally speaking, have you realized that how has your batting moved on from last time you were in Australia? How has your own batsmanship evolved?
See, as a batsman, yes, in 2014, personally, I thought I did really well. But what matters is, as a team, when you do well as a team, you feel really well. So right now, what is important for us to just give our best as a individual batsman and as a team. So yes, personally, I really learned a lot from last tour.
Yeah. Sanjika, when you batted number 5, how different is your mindset when you have a specialist number 6 coming after you, as compared to, like, okay, Ashwin can bat and Pant can bat and, you know, Pandya can bat, all that's different. But how do you think, or do you think differently when there's a number 6?
See, when you bat at number 4 and 5, it's important to give yourself some time, at least first 15-20 minutes. And I think you should visualize the situation from the dressing room, because you cannot just sit around in the dressing room and keep thinking. But I feel number 5, when you visualize the situation from the dressing room, that's what I felt last time when we toured Australia. I think visualization is really important, and reading the situation as a batsman is very important. But when you bat with number 6, 7, 8, 9, so you got to know that when you have to attack and when you got to play a defensive game and build that partnership with those guys.
My question is more about, like, you bat number 5.
Yeah.
When you know you have a Hanuma Vihari or whoever, like a specialist batsman coming in number 6, how does it change the way you think as compared to when you know you have a Pant or an Ashwin? Like, it's a longer kind of a lower order.
See, first, I think you got to take time. First 20-25 minutes. If Hanuma or whoever bats after me, yes, you know that we got one extra batsman after me, and then Ashwin, and definitely they can bat as well. Ashwin's record in Australia is really good. But your mindset doesn't change that much. It's important that how well you read the situation, because when you bat middle order, it's important to get runs as well, because Kokapura ball, we all know that after 30-35 overs till 80 overs, it's comparatively easy to bat. Rather, when you bat in England, Duke's ball, you all know that as a batsman, you are never set in England, English conditions. So you got to have positive mindset, whether you have number 6 batsman, a regular number 6 batsman or not. I think you got to have that intent and positive mindset.
Last time you came to Australia, you had a great partnership with Virat at MCG. There was a lot of attention on him, but you also counter-attacked in the innings. Does it help that when Virat comes to Australia, there's so much attention all over him? Does it help as a batsman to you that, you know, you can do your own thing and just stay in shadows? Does that help?
It's difficult to answer that, but I think, definitely last time we really enjoyed a lot batting together, especially at the MCG, because Mitchell Johnson, he was going after Virat Kohli and I was actually enjoying at the other end and attacking, playing my game. But see, as an individual, you got to understand that each and everyone's roles are completely different. Virat at the other end, he was really aggressive. I mean, he was going after bowlers as well. Not with his bat, but I think verbally as well. For me, that really helped me a lot, that I could actually focus on my game, and I still played my natural game and attacking game, but I was completely opposite with the Virat.
But the scenario, like, from 4 years now, it's a little different. In the current scenario, does it help that there's so much intense focus on him that you can?
See, this is a team sport. I mean, Virat also understands that, ending, and I feel each and everyone batsman's role will be to contribute for the team. And I think for us, what is important, that if you get those partnerships together, long partnerships in Australia, that will really help us as a batting unit.
Yeah.
Do you think the Australian team is vulnerable at the moment?
Not really. I mean, I feel any team that plays at home, they're really good, and I feel Australia is still the favorite to win this series. We are not going to take them lightly at all. Yes, they miss Steve Smith and David Warner, but I don't think they are vulnerable. I mean, you see their bowling attack. They got really good bowling attack, and I feel when you have to win the Test series, when the Test matches, you got to have a good bowling attack. So I feel Australia is still the favorite.
For that batting attack, you must look at that on paper and go, well, this is maybe a little bit.
On paper, it's completely different, and on the field, it's completely different. So we cannot compare that. And as I said, that we're not going to take Australia lightly. I mean, their batsmen are. Not that experienced, but still, I feel they are equally dangerous.
Last few.
How much do you think Australia will miss Steve Smith and David Warner? And you were there last year in India when Steve Smith batted. How much, I suppose, does it help you guys that he's not there?
See, definitely Steve Smith and Warner, they are quality players, and I'm not going to take away anything from them, but on a given day, anyone can score. I mean, Usman Khawaja, Aaron Finch, they're equally dangerous, and in their condition, they know how the wicket behaves, and it's all about intent as a batsman, I feel. So, yes, definitely, those guys, Steve Smith and Warner, are quality players, but again, we have to be in the present and stick to our strengths and give respect to them at the same time, but play to our potential.
Last question.
There's been a lot of criticism of Indian batting starting from the South African tour. Do you feel people who are criticizing you are not appreciating the difficult conditions you played those 8 test matches in? And I mean, looking at the stats, the Indian specialist batsman did better than England specialist batsman in England and almost matched up with South Africa. Do you feel that criticism is unfair, and does that put extra pressure on you guys coming into a big season?
Not really. See, people will criticize or people will appreciate, but for us, as a team, what matters is to stay together in difficult times. Yes, we all know that in England, conditions were really challenging. And as you mentioned that, even English batsmen, they struggled a lot. I mean, if you see their openers, apart from, I mean, Alistair Cook, last inning, last test match, except him, I think no one scored. So I think it's important that we should not focus on, give focus to criticism or people who appreciate us. What is important that how we improve as a team, how we improve as a batting unit, that what matters.
How do you rate over the last two series, how do you rate as a batting group your performance keeping the conditions in mind?
A broad series or?
Yeah, both South Africa series and India series.
Personally, yes, definitely. South Africa series, Joburg game, I thought that was really crucial for me, and personally I thought I did really well. Yes, England, I got a couple of good starts, 80 in Nottingham, another 15, I think it was in Rose Bowl. But for me, as a number 5 batsman, is if I get good start, it's important to convert that into big hundreds rather than thinking about just small targets. I think in this tour, I feel that will be a factor, that if I get a good start, I should look to score a big hundreds. Yeah.
Final one.
The last 3 test matches here in Adelaide have all been day-night test matches. What do you think about day-night test matches, and would you have liked this one to have been at night?
It's hard to answer as a player, day-night test matches, because we are just focusing on what is in our control right now as a player and as a team. So these decisions will always, both will take, Cricket Australia and BCCI. But for us, what is important right now is to focus on the test match we have rather than thinking about the day-night, what is going to happen. But if you play a day-night test match, then only I can answer that, the value of the day-night test match.
Cool. Thank you, guys.